Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply winning in the long run. Winning in the long run. We've all heard that old saying that life's a marathon and not a sprint. And yes, my friends and neighbors, we could attest to that. The average adult lifespan is 77 years in the United States, and it's even longer in other countries. That means that we're going to be here a while, and because we are, we've got to learn how to master victory over time. Remember, the Bible tells us in Matthew 24:13, but he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. Then we discover in 1 Corinthians 9:24 that they that run in a race, everybody may run, but only one receives a prize. So we're encouraged to run that we may be victorious. Yes, my friends and neighbors, there is a formula, a system, as it were, for excelling in this Christian life, and it's found in our RACE acronym. The four key things that we must embrace in order to dominate spiritually. Let's outline them. The R in our RACE acronym reminds us of the importance of becoming and maintaining relentlessness. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we must be relentless. You know, think about all of the things that you have achieved in your life. Did you achieve them by quitting or crying or carrying baggage? No, you didn't achieve them by complaining or reacting negatively. You achieve them based on your ability to maintain a relentless attitude. That's how students graduate from college and they go for 4 years. That's how a doctor will complete med school and an attorney will complete law school. They do it because they're relentless. Well, maintaining a level of relentlessness is important because we're encouraged in Philippians 2:14 to do all things without murmuring and disputing. Then we also discover in Psalms 144, one of the prayers of the psalmist was that there would be no complaining in our streets. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it's important for us to maintain a relentless attitude about everything we do. How much have you started and not finished? Do you have a stick-to-itiveness about you? Is your attitude one that says, I'm going to continue until I win? I hope it is, my friends and neighbors, because that's the first step in winning the race. The next one is appreciation. Yes, we see it all the time in sports. If a team wins the Super Bowl, then every member of that team receives a Super Bowl ring, all the way down to the trainer. And you'll see that the players appreciate the coach by dumping Gatorade on him at the end of a game to just show him, hey, we realize we couldn't have done it without you. And then some teams pick their coach up on their shoulders and carry him off the field. They do that, my friends, because they're just trying to show appreciation. Do you show appreciation to those that believe in you, those that are on your side and on your team? Do you embrace them and tell them how much you are thankful for them? Do you even appreciate those who run against you? Yes, we can even take a lesson from this aspect of sports. It may be a fierce battle in a game, but at the end of the game, what happens? The teams meet each other in the middle of the field and shake hands. Some even kneel down and pray together. They swap jerseys together and they do those things. That's if they can do it, we can too. Remember, the Bible encourages us in Colossians 4:6 to let our speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that we may know how to answer every man. Then we're encouraged in Philippians 4:4 to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, the writer says, rejoice. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can even show appreciation to them that oppose us. The Bible says that we should forgive as many times as we are wronged. We should be able to forgive 70 times 7, Jesus said to the disciples. Yes, my friends, appreciation is that fine art of recognizing that all things work together for our good. That C reminds us of the importance of creativity. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we were fearfully and wonderfully made, and creativity is the fine art of believing in the power of our mind. Think about all the things that we are. We're created in the image of God. The Bible says in Genesis 1:27, in the image of God, he created he him. Male and female created he them. Men are creative and women are creative and children are creative. Copyrights, trademarks, and patents, document the creativity of man. Logos and slogans, websites and songs. We all have the power to create. Remember Genesis 1:27, we were created in the image of God. Therefore, creativity is in our spiritual DNA. I have a set of basset hounds, and in their DNA, they have a strong sense of smell. And every basset hound that is born with a phenomenal sense of smell. Well, every Christian that is born again is born with the ability to create. It's a part of who we are, and we should spend time thinking about ways to do things better and to accomplish more and to treat our neighbor better. We all think about consistent strategies for winning, and we'll do it every time. That E in our race acronym reminds us, lastly but not least, of the importance of excellence. Yes, see, my friends and neighbors, winning is simply a reward for excellence. Students are rewarded by getting an honor roll badge because they did this well or that well. They even some get attendance awards. Winning is simply a reward for excellence, and excellence is doing the same things better than everybody else. Remember, the Bible says in Daniel 6:3 that Daniel was preferred above the princes and the presidents because an excellent spirit was in him, and because of that, the king put Daniel over the whole realm. And the Bible outlines that a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. My friends, I tell you, there are three things to make you more excellent. One is energy. That's putting your all into everything you do. Excellence starts with effort. Next is expectations. Those who expect to win typically do, and those who expect to fail typically do. See, when faith becomes our standard, remember the Bible says that without faith it's impossible to please God in Hebrews 11:6, because he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can win the race. Energy, expectations, experience also helps us, but if we put our energy into it, we'll win every time. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.